Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Dr. Shuley, are you blissed?
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, we got delayed about a month planting our garden. We had, you know, all this, the seeds had been started and all the plants were ready to go to be transplanted into the garden. And then we're looking at the weather and we're trying to plant by the moon. And, you know, we had freezing weather coming in and then another spate of freezing weather. And then we had hail and it would have absolutely destroyed our garden. Did you have those problems?
Yes. It's the latest garden has ever been. Now, I do have, I got a bit of kale. And tomatoes doing well, but everything else is behind.
Yeah. Well, we, the hail. Did you have the hail come in about a couple of weeks ago?
Not much. We actually almost never get hail when other places do for some reason.
Okay. Well, we have this microclimate here where I am, and we get weather anomalies that, you know, others don't get. Like they'll have rain and we won't. But anyway, our garden was, had we planted it, it would have been destroyed by the hail. I mean, it came down marble size. And then we had 2 inches of rain in about 15 or 20 minutes after that.
And yeah, we got that one.
Yeah, yeah. And flooding, of course, and it washed out our driveway. I still have to get in the truck and go find out where they put our driveway. Yeah. Okay, do you have anything that you wanted to share with us today, Dr. Shuley, before we get into it?
I'm open Friday. Open Monday.
Open Monday, okay. All right. So, class, Monday, it's today, Dr. Shuley. Tuesday, Rich Heben. And Rich called me and he asked me, he said, can I have Tuesday solo? And I said, sure. And then I figured out what it's all about. He doesn't want me to talk about cars, and he figured out that if I wasn't there, I wouldn't be talking about cars. So he's going to be, I think that's why I did it. And then Wednesday, Gwyneth and I will be here. Thursday, Kathy and Sharon are going to be talking about domestic engineering and saving money. Friday, hour number one, tips from the book. Hour two, Bert's going to be with us. Dr. Shuley, I've noticed that there seems to be more greed and cheating than ever before that I've seen in my life. Let me give you just one example, and it has to do with medicine. I was following a story about this guy, and he had a peanut allergy, and he lived in the United Kingdom. So he went to a restaurant, and he said, no nuts, no nuts, no nuts. And they wrote in real big letters on his order, no nuts. I mean, really large letters. So he got this food for takeout, went home, had it, and died. And what they found out was that the oil that they used for cooking this meal was supposed to be almond oil, and instead was peanut oil, and it killed him.
Yuck.
Yep. Yep, that's what happened. Now, what I'm saying is, so they went after this guy, the owner of this, it's not a chain of restaurants, but all of these little independent restaurants he owned. And what he was looking for was saving money. So almond milk costs, you know, 3x, 4x what peanut oil would cost. And he figured, heck, nobody'd know the difference, so he used peanut oil and he killed this guy. Because the guy was, his customer was highly allergic to peanuts. So a couple things that I'm bringing forward here on this little discussion. Number one, people are cheating more than ever before, and there's so many examples of it. And then two, peanut allergies can be deadly, as it was in this case. And that's not the only case. Dr. Shuley, what are your thoughts about peanut allergies?
Well, apparently it is one of the more common allergens, and I don't know any way to avoid it. I would say you just have to try to look out and be certain that, I mean, it would mean I would almost never eat out. But I don't, anyway. I actually often say I would rather cook for 30 people than eat out.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, probably a couple of years ago, you and I were talking about this, and I mentioned that in our kitchen, we have these stainless steel balls of, it's kind of like steel wool, but it's coarse. It's made out of stainless steel, and, you know, I scrub out the pots and pans with it and so forth. And over time, you know, give it about a month, it's pretty darn small as compared to the size it was originally. And my thought was, where did it go? Well, obviously it went down the drain in little bits at a time, but how many or how often do those little bits end up in the food that we eat because they're not rinsed properly, or how often? Would you like some stainless steel with your salad? And then, you know, you think about how well do those hydroceramic technicians work on cleaning, you know, the pots and the pans and rinsing off the detergents and, you know, rinsing off the steel wool. When they use steel wool like SOS pads or Brillo pads, how well do they rinse off the detergent that's embedded in them? Now, if we are eating detergents that are used on aluminum pots, you know, stock pots for cooking in a restaurant, Dr. Shirley, what are your concerns about the residue from, you know, the detergent in?
Well, I'm more worried about aluminum pots than I am by the detergent.
Okay.
Aluminum is exquisitely toxic to our brain and taste, our ability to taste and smell.
Yeah, I was wondering,
I consider the aluminum industry one of the evil empires of the world, because they are also responsible for putting fluoride in our water.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking back to the 1920s, 1930s. Now, I wasn't born until the 50s. But back before I was born, cast iron pots and pans were common. Skillets, pots, etc., were made out of cast iron. Well, they're so darn heavy that the aluminum industry and a company called Club Aluminum and Wherever Aluminum, they started making cooking materials like pots and pans and cooking sheets out of aluminum. And I remember that the advertisements in the 50s were, Club Aluminum, it's so light, you know, compared to that heavy cast iron cookware, the aluminum was so light. And I remember my grandmother and my mother using Club Aluminum to boil and simmer pasta sauce for hours and hours. And over the years, and back in the 60s and the 70s, I looked at it, and I saw all these little pits in the aluminum. And that's probably what, you know, we ate. You know, what used to be aluminum that was now pitted, and we ate that. Dr. Shirley, how much of a concern is that in our, you know, people who are my age and, you know, older? How much of a concern is that for Alzheimer's? Is that part of why we can't remember?
Yep. The biggest part, of course, unfortunately, is an inadequate B-complex and vitamin C. But everything that is potentially damaging sort of accumulates over the years.
Can we get rid of it? Can we purge our system of
theoretically, process? You can chelate out almost any excess metal with something called EDTA. It's an over-the-counter form of it sold in a product called Chelex, C-H-E-L-E-X. It actually reduces atherosclerosis of the coronary arteries, as well as gets rid of heavy metals.
Well, doesn't that sound like everybody should be doing this? Or is there a complication with it?
Well, you got to be careful not to overdo it, of course. Everybody is unique. The best way to find out where you are is to get a test called a calcium score. It's actually a very simple, safe test called a CAT scan of the heart. It tells you where you are in relation to other people of your age in the amount of calcium in your coronary arteries.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if your calcium score is high, what does that mean in terms of chelation?
Well, it means you are a candidate for a heart attack or a stroke or both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And therefore, the higher your calcium score, the more you need chelation. You know, I've threatened for 50 years almost to have put it on my chest, do not open. I don't want coronary bypass surgery.
Now, when they do coronary bypass surgery, they take a saw and saw, you know, vertically up your rib cage and then open your ribs?
More or less. That it sounds barbaric, but it is. It is true.
I was in the garage yesterday with our son, and he said, I need the circular saw. And so I was thinking about, you know, we have this cordless, you know, five and a half inch saw, and that'd be perfect, you know, just probably be pretty bloody, though, I would think. Okay, so chelation. If I were to do it, Dr. Shuey, what would I be doing? I would buy Chelex, C-H-E-L-E-X, right?
Yeah.
And what would I do?
It tells you on the bottle, but I think you take 3 a day.
Okay.
For the average person. And for a year.
For 1 year, okay.
Three, then you repeat three. Now, there's another way of doing it, by the way. And this, 5 years ago, we were going to do a study on our crushed sapphire pouches, the little leather pouch that I wear around my neck.
Yes.
And so Sergey and I did it for a year, and each of us lost 200 points in our calcium score. And I announced it on the radio, we're going to do a study on it. And the next day, the hospital tripled the cost of the calcium score test. So we never did the test. But it probably works as well as the Chelex. And we've just never been able to do the study because the calcium score got too expensive.
So what would the calcium score test cost, roughly?
Well, it was originally $50 or $60, they charge it to $150 the next day. And I don't know now, it's probably at least $200 now.
Yeah, and there was a story that I wanted to discuss with you about a guy. I'm bringing it up right this second. And this guy was the CEO of a couple pharmaceutical companies. Oh, boy, it looks like my computer just hung. And yeah, thank you, Bill Gates. Actually, this one's Linux. Okay. Martin Shkreli, I think, is his name. And he was a young guy. He went to prison for about 7 years. And what he ended up doing, he did a couple things. I mean, this guy was as greedy as could be. He got involved with buying a drug company and then raising the price from $8 per pill to $5,000 per pill. Have you heard of this guy?
No.
And
I don't want
to. These were necessary. And what this did was, you know, if a guy would, and he zeroed in on pharmacy specialties where there wasn't a lot of competition. So he wasn't in the generic drug manufacturing business. He was in very specifics where there was no alternative. So he would take what would be expensive for someone to be on for lifelong treatment to something that would cost $300,000 a year for his, you know, revised pricing. I mean, absolutely outrageous what this guy did. I'm going to reboot this PC, and then I'll tell you more about it when we come back right after these few short commercial announcements. Dr. Shuey's with us. I'm Vin Fanelli. This is USA Prepares.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take? When you go to the
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Noam Scheele is with us. So there's this 32-year-old guy at the time. His name is Martin Shkreli. S-H-K-R-E-L-I. He was the CEO of a pharmaceutical company, and what he did was he was able to get a drug company. Let's see, I'm trying to find exactly where it is. This guy is a real scoundrel. There's a drug that was used called Daraprim, D-A-R-A-P-R-I-M, used to treat illnesses connected with HIV and cancer. And so in this particular drug, he, and there are a couple different reports, one was $8, the other was $13.50. He raised the price from $13.50 to $5,000 per pill. And it was devastating to the patients who were being treated by this. So this guy, obviously he was beyond greedy. I don't think there's anyone who's, maybe Elon Musk, but other than that, I don't know of anyone as greedy as this guy. But he also did something else. And he lobbied the government to do something that is exactly the opposite of what most people would do. If you lobby the government, you want them to make something happen positively for your particular interest. What he did was he lobbied the government to deny approval of a specific drug, which he had, taken a position in the stock market, so that if he could drive the price of the medicine down, the drug company would lose value in the market, and he would make a fortune. That's the kind of stuff that this guy did. Dr. Scheele, any comments about taking a drug that might be a good drug for people to save lives, and then driving down the cost by the manufacturer to prevent them from bringing a drug to market?
So this guy, that's the closest thing I can think evil.
Yeah. Have you heard of anything like this? I haven't.
Well,
this is the
I
only guy I've ever heard of that's done.
I don't follow most news because I don't watch television. I don't listen to the radio. And I just don't like, I don't trust it.
I'm with you.
I'm with you.
And you said something very interesting. You said something very, very interesting a couple sentences back. You don't listen to the radio. I don't listen to the radio either. I can't stand it. I cannot stand listening to the radio. And the interesting thing is, Dr. Shuley, you're a broadcaster and you've been a broadcaster for decades. Decades. I mean, I'm not talking about just USA Prepares. You've had your own radio show for decades. And you don't listen to the radio, and neither do I. I can't stand it. I mean,
television is even
full
worse.
Of, yeah, but
I
radio seems to be full
years.
Of baseless. well, I don't have one. I mean, I've got the screen, but it's not connected to anything that's over the air or cable. Very interesting. So you don't listen to the radio because why? What is the reason?
It's a waste of time, and I don't like to be annoyed.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I find a great deal
that's a good way of putting it.
They're annoying, so I detach.
Yeah, and they don't use their real names. You know, gal say I'm Amber and I or I'm Jody or I'm whatever and or I'm Billy, and they don't use their real names, as you and I do, and Dr. Amber Abernathy does. But anyway, okay, we've got Amit. In Massachusetts. Welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Good morning, Dr. Shuley, and good morning, Vincent. I have a question for Dr. Shuley,
okay.
And he had mentioned about it earlier, but I have missed the detail. For thyroid functioning normally, he says that after waking up, maybe within 3 hours or 4 hours, one should take the temperature, and if it is consistently more than a degree below 98.6, then that's the first sign of hypothyroidism. So what exactly is that number of hours? Is 3 hours, 4 hours, or any time during the day? That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, any time you've been up at least 2 to 3 hours until you're about ready to go to sleep in the afternoon, your temperature should be 98.6. Now, when it gets down to even 98, you are hypothyroid.
Okay.
Now, if you drink fluoridated water, everybody who drinks fluoridated water eventually winds up hypothyroid. Unfortunately, the fluoride I consider one of the most evil things that's ever been done to the American. I call it a bubonic plague. It damages your pineal gland, it damages your thyroid, it damages your testes.
I mean, hold with us. This is a great discussion.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris' diplomatic trip to Guatemala and Mexico got off to a rough start on Sunday after her plane was forced to return to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland about 25 minutes after it had taken off. Air Force 2 landed safely. Spokesperson Simone Sanders says the plane returned because of a technical issue and said there was no major safety concerns. A federal judge has overturned California's 3-decades-old ban on assault weapons, ruling that it violates the constitutional right to bear arms. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom condemned the order, Gun Owners of America spokesperson Antonia Okafor on Fox News says the judge made the right decision.
Yes, let us give the power back to the people and actually protect their rights to keep and bear arms. We're seeing a lot of representatives who do the opposite and putting these people in this position. So the federal judge is absolutely correct.
USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The surge of illegal immigration on the U.S.-Mexico border is having a negative impact on ranchers in the area. New Mexico rancher Russell Johnson on Fox News says the Biden administration and their policies is the root cause of his problems.
So we're located about 50 miles south of Denning, New Mexico, right on the international border. Our ranch runs for about 8 miles along the U.S.-Mexico border. And ever since President Biden took office, we're seeing a dramatic increase in illegal foot traffic, and it's very negatively impacting our ranching operation.
Mr. Johnson says the masses coming across the border is forcing his cattle out of the area where they feed.
You get the common problems that everybody sees along the border with the trash being left behind, the backpacks, the clothing, all the stuff that's in the backpacks gets scattered across the rangeland, and that's horrible for cattle they encounter, especially if they attempt to consume it. But what we're seeing right now is because we're in a D4 drought classification, our cattle are struggling to get enough feed to maintain their body condition. So we're having to feed them, but we still have pretty good usable feed in areas along the border. And because we're having such an increase in foot traffic, it's keeping our cattle driven out of these areas. And we've had to try to push them back into these areas, and they keep getting pushed out by the amount of traffic that's coming through, particularly in the three-quarter mile gap that's been left funneling all this traffic into our area.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy's with us, medical doctor, and Amit's with us in Massachusetts. Amit, please continue. And I just have a couple procedural comments that I'd like to share with you before you leave us this morning. So, Amit, please continue.
Okay. Yes, sir. I got the answer that it could be, that is, the temperature could be taken any time after about 3 hours of leaving the bed. And that even if it is 98 and below, that could be a sign of low functioning thyroid. And I think then Dr. Shealy was saying that it's a very insidious poison. So what I have read, again, the book was from a lay person, but he wrote the book based on maybe talking to a chiropractor. So he wrote that fluoride or fluorine is so bad that it blocks many pathways for I've deemed to be assimilated. And the body has a nature that if it is short on, say, a halogen or iodine, it will use any other halogen available, say, as fluorine or fluoride. So what I'm trying to say that iodine shortage, which is, of course, responsible for thyroid low function, leads up to even more complications, and I'm not going into SSRIs typically based on fluorine. So that's what I wanted to say in a comprehensive manner.
Yes, I consider fluoride the worst poison ever released on the face of the earth.
Yes, the more I read, just the layperson, I think it's fair or generous to call it rat poison. Someone just said that why rat poison is so effective. So his answer, of course, tongue-in-cheek answer was that 90% of that is food. So that's why the rats take it. Then the rest is history. So thank you so much for warning us.
Don't go away. Don't go away.
Oh, yes.
I've got a couple quick comments for you, Dr. Shealy, and you. Number one, what you're talking about is what we originally started this broadcast talking about, greed and cheating. You know, selling a toxic waste and putting it in toothpaste so everybody gets his or her fair share. That is the greed and cheating that we've been talking about many broadcasts here at USA Paris. Number two, during the break, I took two Chinese manufactured digital thermometers. One of them is an Equate brand, and one of them is a Rely-On brand. So one came from the Chinese factory outlet, and the other, I don't know where it came from. I had it for years. And so here are the results. Now, I just took my temperature during the last commercial break. One of the thermometers said 98.5. The other one said 97.5. Now, these are, as soon as one went beep, 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 I pulled it out and switched it with the other one, 97.5. What I'm saying, class, is that I don't believe these thermometers are accurate. Now, I don't know which one is off or whether they're both off. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, Dr. Shealy, this is a problem, because if we are going to base thyroid meds for hypothyroidism based on a thermometer that's inaccurate, that could be a problem, couldn't it?
Well, it is a huge problem if you don't watch your temperature.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So for years, you know, I've been taking my temperature thinking, what the heck's going on? I'm low, low, low. And so, I probably was a little bit low, but nowhere near as low as I thought I was, because the darn Chinese thermometer is off. So, but I don't ever remember when I was a child using one of those mercury thermometers ever thinking that this thing isn't right. They were always right. You know, they were calibrated, and they didn't sell them if they weren't right. It's not like the Chinese that don't care whether they're right or not. I mean, these Chinese can be killing people because of defective medical instruments. That's what I'm saying.
I don't like anything from China except fireworks.
Yeah. Okay, that was okay. that was one thing. And the last thing that I wanted to mention, Amit and Dr. Shealy, is if you are prescribed, and this is all procedural, so I'm not offering medical advice because I'm not a doctor, but I am offering procedural experiences. So I know that if you are prescribed a medication and your insurance company, like Medicare, for example, or the Part D, the drug plan part, the insurance company for that says, no, we're not going to pay for armor thyroid. It's not on our list, and we're not going to pay for it. Well, you can say, I want you to look at it again. Okay, I want you to review this again. And then they may say, well, you know what, we approved it. Or they may say, no, we didn't approve it again. And then if they didn't approve it the second time, you can go back the third time with another appeal and say, no, I want this covered. And they will then put through some more paperwork, and you'll probably get it covered. So what I'm saying is, if you are willing to fight with these guys, these insurance companies, which Dr. Shealy has so aptly put, third-party rapists, you can probably win. Dr. Shealy, any comments?
I love it. I didn't know how often you can win. because I get this. Actually, I just had one where they gave the person something other than what I prescribed and then wanted me to approve their new prescription. And I said, no, I'm the physician. I want arm or thyroid. I don't want the levothyroxine.
Mm-hmm. And how did it work?
Not yet. I'm fighting them.
Oh, okay. Well, you prescribed arm or thyroid for me.
Yeah, they gave nature's something or other, and it stinks.
Well, they said, no, we're not doing it. And I said, no, I really want it. And let's appeal this. And finally, after about a week, they came back and said, yep, you got it. No problem. So
yeah, the pharmaceutical industry, the pharmacy, it's all, in my opinion, evil. I don't trust the word of them.
Since we're discussing this, Dr. Shuley, and since I don't mind giving full disclosure, you had prescribed for me. Is it okay if we talk about what you prescribed for me for arm or thyroid?
Of course.
Okay. So you prescribed 60 milligrams. And I was running around. I mean, I was wired. And I thought, I think it's a little too much. And so I backed it off with your permission to half. And that's perfect for me. So I cut these in half. Now, it's not all that much fun cutting them in half because sometimes you get a third. Sometimes you get, 40%. So I try to estimate and come up with a half of one or 30 milligrams, and it's perfect. So I just wanted to mention that. I've done that class. And Dr. Shuley, do you have any comments about that?
Well, next time, let me know, and I'll write you a new prescription. Save you the night.
Well, the nice thing about having 30 milligrams, a 60 milligram cut in half, is I get twice the distance out of each, bottle. And I kind of like that. Amit, do you have any comments about what I said?
Yes, sir. I have just one more comment.
Sure.
I do realize that correlation is not causation, but I know that a lot of people have been prescribed hypothyroidism medication, and that is typically for life. I want to add is that just as fluoridation is so common for drinking water, so has become thyroid malfunction or thyroid low function. But that's not being recognized by, of course, both patients and prescribers, that how to get rid of the fluoride in water. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, I have a Berkey filter. Here at our office in Springfield, we use a Berkey filter because Springfield water, I will not drink Springfield water, period.
Yeah,
Dr. Shuley, I don't know.
Fluoride is a very small ion, and once it is in water, it's very hard to get rid of. And I think Berkey sells special adsorption filter, that is ADSORP. So only they can somehow lower the fluoride content. But regular filtration does not take fluoride out. So it's very tricky because the other way is to do reverse osmosis, but then it takes all the minerals out, and that can be dangerous in itself. So
what about,
as I say, easy in but not easy out. That's all.
I mean, a quick question for you. What about distillation? Does that remove fluoride completely?
Yes, distillation will remove, but then it also removes all the beneficial minerals.
Yeah,
so
right.
You have to somehow supplement the minerals, particularly the trace minerals. I think they are most tricky, and we should not ignore them at all.
Amit, I have another question. Maybe it's a personal question. If you don't want to answer it, just say, I'm not going to answer it. But you speak multiple languages, don't you?
Yes, my mother tongue is Hindi, so my view is that there's a mother tongue, there's a business tongue, and there's an other tongue. So
if you close your thumb in the car door, is that what you mean?
No, other tongue. What I mean is, I say a native English speaker, say if he or she travels to say Spain or France and picks up another language apart from English. So that will become other tongue.
Okay. The reason,
of course,
okay.
Swearing is also another tongue, and that is that term in the car door.
Here's the personal question I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
And I don't know the answer to this because I only speak English.
Yes.
When you can speak multiple languages, do you think in one of those languages? Do you think in all of those languages? How does that work? I mean, I'm not talking about reading. I'm not talking about looking at a screen. I'm not talking about reading a book. I'm talking about just thinking, you all by yourself, thinking about something. Do you think in Hindi? Do you think in English? How do you think?
I would say that is in my own case, maybe after the first 10 or 15 years of knowing English or using English, then I think in English. That is, I have stopped translating in my mind from my mother tongue into English. So that's like a training wheel of learning a language for the first 10, 15 years. At least I can say about myself. Some can take longer or shorter. But now I think in English. And if you let me speak for another minute, I would say that I knew one layer of English till I was in my home country, India. And when I came to the United States, I learned another layer of English. And when I went to law school, then I learned a third layer of English, which told me that I did not know English at all. And when I became a patent attorney, I started writing or speaking in such amorphous or broken manner that I would say that if my English professors knew what sort of English I was using, they would be spinning in their graves. But that's how the law system works, and that's how I was supposed to write or speak or discuss.
I mean, I've got to tell you, there aren't many attorneys I like, but you're one of them.
No, that's why I retired. So that may have increased my ability to be liked. So.
Yeah. And you're a patent attorney. Did you want to hold?
I retired more than 2 years ago.
Do you want to hold?
Yeah, I'll hold, yes, sir.
Yeah, sounds great. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sheila is with us, and Amit, patent attorney, is with us in Massachusetts calling in. Dr. Sheila, do you speak multiple languages?
I can read some French and some German, but I can't speak it.
How about Latin? Didn't you study Latin in med school?
I did. That was a long time ago. I never did learn to speak anything except English.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering, so you, when you think, you just think in English as I do?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And I was thinking about World War II. As we're going in this discussion, and the German language is very, very precise. The Japanese language is very precise. So we're fighting the Axis powers, Germany and Japan. And our language is less than precise. I mean, for example, something can be really cool, and it can be really hot, and it can be really neat, and that means all the same thing. So cool, hot, and neat have completely different meanings, except in context, they could all mean the same thing. So, Amit, has thinking in English with the loose structure of what words mean, does that affect how you think? Is it a detriment or is it an advantage?
I think some people are gifted in language, so for them it will not be, but what I see happening in my case and people I know is that if they have a poor vocabulary, then they keep switching between various languages, say their mother tongue and English and so on and so forth, because they cannot speak in one language or think in one language all of the time. So that I call as a gift for some people. And same way, as you said, what language do you use when you're thumb is caught in car door. So I call profanity as another language, because anything which can be best expressed with profanity is really a domain of profane language. And that's why it doesn't disappear despite all social disdain or discouragement or anger or whatever. So I think it's overall control over, command over a language that you'll stick to just one and have enough vocabulary or enough thinking power to keep using that same language.
You know, when I hear people use profanity, I subconsciously and automatically subtract whatever I think their IQ was. I'll peel off 5 points at a time every time I hear them use profanity. And pretty soon they get down to like 70, and I think, gosh, you know, they're going to wet their pants because 70 is, Dr. Shealy, isn't 70 where you're, you know, we're on the borderline of being incontinent?
borderline is questionable.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, everyone's, you know, in that getting your thumb caught in a car door thing, that was from Red Fox. He was a comedian. And he said, yeah, you're telling me that, you know, you know people that don't cuss? I'll tell you what, you watch them get their thumb caught in a car door and see what happens.
I add just one comment to that.
Yeah.
I have a book. Which is titled The Drama of Fluorine, Art, Enemy of Mankind. And I think the author might have been in the same class as Dr. Shealy because he is an MD as well as a PhD. Mm-hmm. And this was authored in 1953. So in one chapter, he discusses increasing deafness. And he calls this, calls that as, let me just give the... otosclerosis, gradually increasing deafness. So he just describes that fluorine destroys the nervous system in such a manner that he saw, say, in the 1940s, people getting more and more deaf who were on, say, fluoridated water or something like that. So all I'm trying to say that because it affects the nervous system, it is so slow to act that it's hard to notice all of a sudden and do something about that.
Yeah, I got an email from one of our instructors, Dave in Illinois. He is the gentleman who was approached by John Wayne Gacy, and John Wayne Gacy had David in his sights. And David said to me he took a road trip out to Missouri, and he said he couldn't believe how crazy and how dangerous the drivers are in Missouri. Now, I think that's absolutely correct. Dr. Shealy, is that correct? With in your opinion, drivers are crazy, dangerous.
Having compared to Boston, they're excellent. You driven in Boston?
Well, I was going to ask you, Amit. Would you say the drivers are aggressive, offensive, reckless, careless in Massachusetts?
Oh, the worst ever.
Yes, I think they are very impatient. I think because the roads are narrower and the ramps are shorter, and they have the same rush to get anywhere, and they are definitely less patient than Midwest and what they call, I don't like that term, that is the flyover states are much safer for driving than Massachusetts or congested parts of New York.
Yeah. Amit, did you have anything else for us?
That's all at this time. Thank Great. You to both of you, that is Dr. Shealy and Vincent.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Amit. Dr. Shealy, I'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.